In Venezuela, socialist President Hugo Chavez and his allies are facing a tough challenge from opposition candidates in today's elections for governors and mayors. It's the first time in years that the populist leader's ironclad hold on power has been challenged. One reason is that people are fed up with crime. Venezuela's homicide rate is among the world's highest, and critics say the government's response has been hapless. NPR's Juan Ferreira reports from Caracas.
In one of the city's bustling slums, birds chirp while ballads play from open windows. With the tropical trees and blue skies, the Valle Barrio seems almost serene. But at night, barrios like this one, high in the hills above the city, turn into war zones. Few know better than Miriam Sanchez. She's already lost four sons to gunfights, the last one, 24-year-old Jose Luis, in August.
Yo veo que...
She says she sees more criminals than police and that there is no safety in Venezuela. It's a common complaint among the poor here, who fear and worry about crime more than anything else. Leopoldo Lopez is an opposition politician here who frequently criticizes the government's inability to contain crime.
Venezuela has become, without a doubt, the most violent country in the American continent, and Caracas has become the most violent city in the American continent.
More than 13,000 homicides were recorded nationwide last year, more than twice the number when Chavez took office in 1999. In Caracas, the homicide rate is 130 per 100,000 people, far higher than cities in neighboring Colombia or in Brazil or Mexico, countries that are plagued with drug and gang violence. Carlos Ocariz's campaign for mayor moves on foot through the Petare slum, accompanied by shouting supporters and campaign music. He's running against President Chavez's candidate for this district of Caracas, Jesse Chacon, a former interior and justice minister. And polls show Ocariz will likely win. Safety, that's what he says people want, because the district had 700 murders last year, making it among Venezuela's most violent. Betty Diaz's son was murdered just 6 months ago. She's among those who's voting for Ocariz.
He gives us a lot of hope. He cares about the poor, and that's what we want, a mayor who will worry about us.
But it's not just in Petare where people are worried about crime. Throughout Caracas, robberies and break-ins are common, on the street, in the subway, in affluent neighborhoods.
Que comienza con Luis Horacio Lemoine.
Amigas y amigos, muy buenas noches.
Luis Horacio Lemoine is host of a radio show at a Caracas station. As soon as he finishes the show, he heads home. Staying out, he says, could mean trouble. But he found out even his home didn't offer much protection. One night, armed men broke into his bedroom.
They wake me up with a gun in my head. As they tie me up and they put a pillow over my head, and then, I realized that I was being robbed. In my house, something unbelievable. They were asking for money, and I give the money. I don't have any choice.
President Chavez rarely talks about crime, even though he's on air frequently, giving speeches denouncing the United States. And the government did not respond to requests for an interview to discuss the problem. But some of the president's closest allies are quite aware of the problem and say more needs to be done. Among them is Aristóbulo Istúriz, who's running for mayor of Greater Caracas. Polls show he'll likely win. He notes that the government plans to consolidate police departments into one national force, and that a key strategy will be community policing. Luis Cedeño says the government must do more. Cedeño is the director of INCOSEC, a think tank that studies crime.
Solutions to violent crime will take measures that are not short-term, but medium and long-term. And there's a need to have a political leadership and to have real voluntary efforts to actually diminish this.
Efforts that should include reforming a corrupt and brutal police. They alone were responsible for nearly 1,600 killings last year. Juan Ferrero, NPR News, Caracas.
You're listening to NPR News.